Welcome to the Italy-ish podcast, where I have the honor to be interviewing world's greatest grandma and world's greatest cook, Constance Teresa Palumbo, or Constance Palumbo Watts, or just grandma. The audio you're about to hear is a summary and a compactment of an hour and 15 minute interview I had with her. Now, the topics are going to be discussed. How my grandfather, Scottish English confident man, and an Italian woman, my grandmother, met. And then spirals into different topics, mostly about them, mostly about family, and mostly about communication. I really hope you enjoy.
Tell you how we met.
Yeah.
Okay. I was working in an insurance export company in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. I was traveling from Long Island into Brooklyn on mm-hmm. the Long Island train. And he would meet me after work. But how we met was my cousin Margaret. I told you about Margaret and Marianne, yeah. My cousins. Marianne mm-hmm. was my age and Margaret was my sister's mm-hmm. age. Well, Margaret's husband was working for the post office. My husband, to be, mm-hmm. Richard, was working for the post office also, and they were friends. So he liked Richard very much, and he said, "You know, I know a nice guy. I want you to meet him." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Okay," but I didn't really just want to go out on a date because I didn't know him. So I said, "How about arranging it for lunch? Mm-hmm. Have him come pick me up at my place of business and we'll do lunch and then we'll go from there," mm-hmm. right? So that's what we did. Mm-hmm. So Richard called me and he said, "I have a red Pontiac sports car, black interior, and I'll be wearing black shirt and black pants." I said, "Okay." So I met him downstairs. Mm-hmm. I came down the elevator and there's this car, red car in front of the building and this young guy. So, you know, we introduced each other and then we went to a nice restaurant right where I worked. Mm-hmm. So I figured it was safe to go to lunch because mm-hmm. I only had an hour, right? Yeah. So I wanted to scope him out and see if I would like to go out with him. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to go out with a stranger without really having any other time talking with him. So, and he was very nice and we had a nice lunch and everything. And I thought that that would be it. I figured he'd say, "I'll give you a call." So instead of that, this is to show you his personality.
Yeah.
"What time am I picking you up on Saturday?" Just out of the blue. Not, he said we had a nice time, but not, "Can I call you?" Or, "Can I have your number?" No. He just, he automatically assumed we were going to go out. So I did want to go out with him. So we did. We arranged it and all of that. And that was the beginning. That mm-hmm. was the beginning of our relationship.
Very confident. Yeah.
Very confident man. Yes. Funny thing, I don't know if you can relate to this, but when you live in New York and like New York City, places to go and things to do, yeah. Radio City Music Hall is a very famous place. It's where you go to the movies, mm. but they also had a stage show, mm. you know, in between movies. Mm. And that was a big deal for New York City. So he took me out to a movie, Radio City Music Hall, and then there was a stage show. So he came from Pennsylvania. So that was a big deal for him. Yeah. It really wasn't a big deal for me because I've done it 100 times, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But it was nice. He was all excited and I was excited too. But instead of him driving me home all the way to Long Island, which was very far, mm-hmm. my aunt, my cousin Marianne, who I was very mm-hmm. close with, her family lived in part of Brooklyn, that traveling from New York to that part of Brooklyn was easy. So that's what we did. I'd stay overnight there, and he took me there. So that worked out well, that we didn't have to go back and forth. But every time we did go out after that, he would pick me up and take me all the way home. And he lived in Sheepshead Bay, which was a part of Brooklyn that was really far.
Yeah.
So it was like almost on the other side of town, you know.
Yeah.
So, but we did that for about 3 years before we got married. Mm-hmm.
So you guys like realized that you guys wanted to start like a family.
Getting married. Well, after, you know, after you date and you get engaged, you know, you want to be with each other. You know, you want to spend your life with the person.
Yeah.
And when it was about a year before we got married, he proposed to me. But it was at Christmas Eve at midnight mass. We were in church and we got there early and we were in the pew and it wasn't crowded yet because we got there early. And that's when he proposed to me. In church? Yes.
During it or after?
Before the mass.
Before the mass.
Yeah. But he said, I already asked your father for your hand in marriage. Really old-fashioned.
Yeah.
Really. And a funny story with that is, when he asked my father, I'd like to have your daughter's hand in marriage. And he said, which daughter? Because he had three. Right. My father had a sense of humor.
Yeah.
He knew which daughter, but he said, which daughter? And my sister, younger sisters were 10 years younger, 12 years younger than I was.
Yeah.
So it wasn't them. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so those are just highlights of different parts of our life. And then we got married. We had a big wedding. Mm-hmm. Had my cousins. In the wedding party and friends.
Yeah.
Pat Crowley, who married Phil Crowley.
Before or?
After.
After.
I got married first, and then Pat did, and then Mary Ann did. All the two people that were my best friends in going out. So, but we were in each other's weddings, so. Yeah. So we all got married around the same time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we started a family. But we were living in Queens, New York.
Another move.
Yeah, that after we got married, we lived in Queens, New York. Now, in Queens, New York, my cousin Margaret, I told you about Margaret and Marianne. Marianne was my cousin that I went out with. And my sister Marie went out with Margaret, her older sister. There, Margaret and her husband, and Margaret's husband introduced me to Richard, my husband. So they owned an apartment house in Queens.
Mm-hmm.
It was a four-family home, okay? Two families up and two families down.
Mm-hmm.
So they were renting it out. So that was our first apartment that... And they lived downstairs in one of the apartments, my cousin and her husband. So we were living with family, basically, in an apartment building, you know. And that worked out well because it was easy for me to get to work and easy for him to get to work.
Mm-hmm. So it was always just living with a cousin.
Family. Always with family. Yes. It just the way it worked out. It worked out that way until we start having a family of our own. We had two children in the apartment and really outgrew the apartment.
Yeah.
So we were looking for a house on Long Island.
Yeah.
And we did find a house in North Belmore. And we were close to where Pat and Phil, my best friends, lived, which was nice. We were between them and my mom and dad. So we weren't far from family.
Yeah. was it just you could walk down the...
No, not that close. Oh. Not that close. Yeah. We had a little bit of a distance, 5-10 minute drive or something like that. So all of that, but when you come from a large family like that,
yeah,
you seem to migrate to be around family. Seem to migrate.
You're always like running into somebody.
Somebody, and yes. And they always came to visit, and my mother always had her siblings come visiting my aunts, and my father's family always came to visit, and they'd go to visit them. So it was always a lot of interaction with family.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you didn't see him for a whole year. You only saw him at Christmas time, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, but they went and they absolutely enjoyed being together.
Yeah.
And that was a different environment than today.
Yeah.
Everybody is so far removed because, and technology is as great as it is, it doesn't bring people closer together.
Yeah.
It separates them more. That's what I find. I'm not downing it. I'm just saying you can reach people faster,
yeah,
or you can do a FaceTime, which is nice if mm-hmm. you're living far away. But the idea of just saying, hey, we'd like to come and visit, and you say, sure, come on over.
Yeah.
Just come on over. We'll have a barbecue or I'll have dinner or lunch or whatever, you know, uh-huh. just out of the blue. Not that you had to make big, long plans to do it. Mm-hmm. People would do that on a Sunday afternoon,
yeah,
you know. So that's what I was always used to growing up,
yeah,
to have that family.